You've got it. You've got it.
War on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the Earth now. DA 14 is now rapidly accelerated past the Earth on its elliptical orbit. We'll reportedly be back our way for another 267 years. I don't know when it's going to be back. I just thought I'd have some fun with the regular intro, being astronauts from the Apollo program saying, we see the Earth from here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 17th day of February 2013. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers will be joining us to break down the open military training to condition the military, the police, and the public to acclimate us for open martial law. The TSA checkpoints expanding. Everything we warned about, we're called conspiracy theorists for being well-researched and actually going to the government documents and finding out about what was happening. It's now unfolding out in the open. And we'll also get into a California police chief and others saying the citizens should not have any guns. Guns are not defensive weapons. Therefore, the police to intimidate us with. He basically says that. Very bizarre. But actually, it's bizarre he'd be so truthful. It's like a police chief, what was it, in Maryland, Baltimore a few years ago, said, we wear black uniforms and ski masks to intimidate you. And he was talking about why they wanted to militarize more police. So the idea is government's God, everybody else is criminals, and the state is here to basically feed on us. So that is coming up. Alan Greenspan, of course, years ago famously said the Federal Reserve is above the law and no group of government can oversee it, which is asinine. It's clearly in the Constitution that that is the Congress. We're going to play that clip later, but there's a new clip where he said that the odds of the government going into automatic cuts are very high. Well, he's a big insider. And that's because it's cuts on benefits, not cuts to the banker bailouts. So I want to explain all that and break down the economy today. Americans' financial downfall. Citizens are now desperately raiding 401k plans to pay bills long before retirement. We're going to be going over all of that today. We're going to look at G20 summit to focus on currency war, threat to the economy, and a lot more. And I ran across another article out of Forbes dealing with John Paul DeGioia, the individual worth over $4 billion, started Paul Mitchell, and also Patron Tequila, truly self-made guy who was once homeless after he got out of the Navy. And he said, you know what, Obama, people don't need to not hire, but yeah, it's going to hurt the economy. This is a Forbes article because Obama is raising taxes, not just on the rich, but middle class and poor with the payroll taxes. But he said, you know what, I hope he wakes up that it's going to hurt the economy and comes to Jesus. You know, I know he doesn't really want to hurt America on purpose. Now, either this gentleman is naive or that's a diplomatic way of saying it. They want you poor, except for the select insiders that are tax exempt, like the Facebook pump and dump. It's not enough the government let them do a pump and dump that no one else could be allowed to do because it's insider and they attended Bilderberg Group, Zuckerberg and others. It's that now they're basically being given tax forgiveness on the profits from the pump and dump 2012. And it's the same thing with trillions of dollars outside the country that's tax exempt. They allow the select corporations to bring it back in, basically tax-free. And it's incredible. I mean, you could be a self-made billionaire. You're going to pay around 40% federal tax a year. But if you're an insider, if you're part of the good old boy club, you're not going to have any place at that table. And the globalists at a certain point aren't going to let you be self-made. Like the gentleman that created Paul Mitchell and Patron Tequila and so much more, and he started dozens of other successful businesses. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the latest on the asteroid, and leading geneticists, human intelligence is slowly declining. Who urges vigilance over new SARS virus?
It's no.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are locked and loaded. We are live. Launch. It is Sunday, the 17th day of February, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, the founder of Oath Keepers Constitutional, Yale award-winning constitutional lawyer, and former Army paratrooper Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, will be joining us in the second hour to break down not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, not 10, 14 states, and I've got a list of them here, have introduced legislation to ban physically all semi-autos and make you hand them in. And it has the full Democratic Party behind them, from Missouri to New York State to Washington State. Those are just a few of them. California, you name it. And we have a bizarro clip, bizarro because they're so honest about it, with a major police chief leading a press conference in California saying because of the alleged, I mean, I think he was probably behind it because they burned him up, you'll never know, Chris Dorner rampage, that the citizens should have all their guns taken because only the government should have guns. And it's just bizarre they'd be so honest about it. But again, they play that double game of you're a conspiracy theorist if you say we want your guns, but at the same time we do want your guns and we're going to take them. And there's also an article out of the Associated Press. It was carried by Fox News, you name it. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? And it says online rumors about big government munitions purchases are true, sort of. And it goes in to say the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who's just crazy, he says they're buying the bullets. Well, it's true, but it's no big deal, and so he's discredited. And they never say how I'm discredited. And then I have Atlantic Magazine going, Alex Jones said that the U.S. was attacking Russia with the meteorite that hit Friday morning, the meteor that came into the atmosphere, and Alex Jones is discredited. And they linked to an article carried by DrudgeReport.com that clearly we were saying rumors and reports that the U.S. attacked Russia and that Russia shot it down spread, and we go on to say we believe it's a piece of the stone meteorite. Was it DA-14 that went by? DA-14. And that it was not a weapons attack on Russia. So we write an article reporting on what's all over the Russian news. We post it. It goes viral. One of the biggest stories on Friday, according to the sites that track that. I'm going to cover that later. I have a list here. And then they just tell their readers, Alex Jones said this, and Alex Jones is discredited when we said the opposite. And more, the propaganda against us doesn't even make sense. Unless you think your readers have IQs below a room temperature. And, of course, 76 is room temperature. 76 is also considered mentally retarded. And that's how they treat their readers. And it's very insulting. But I guess it's working. I mean, because some people are still buying into this. But, I mean, I've got like five articles today where mainstream media, and I don't want to spend the whole show defending myself, but when it's illustrative, when it can be constructive to show people how establishment propaganda organs and systems work. I mean, it's just amazing. Oh, look at Alex. He said that the U.S. attacked Russia. And then the article in question, we were saying that it was clearly a spur from DA-14. And there were other fireballs that came in over California, over areas of Cuba, obviously stone meteorites in the daytime. I've been an amateur astronomer for a long time. The big rocks come in, they heat up, they have gas inside the rock, they explode, and then shoot a bunch of little pieces down that injured over 1,000 people in Russia. It's just so bizarre to have an article saying the Russian government, one member saying the U.S. attacked them. They're also saying it was a weapons test. This appears to be a stone meteorite coming in, probably a spur of DA-14. Generally, when large asteroids get knocked out of the asteroid belt or further out the Kuiper belt, some other comet or large object hitting them causes them to be ejected on their trajectory and normally carry other rocks from the initial impact with them. That's just standard astronomy from the top astronomers we've interviewed, like Shoemaker and Levy and others. We write a well-balanced article, and I cover it on the radio, and now I said, well, it's like they say that I said the end of the world was 2012. I spent 15 years of 17 years on air being asked about that as a real pet peeve by listeners getting mad at me because I didn't think it'd be the end of the world. And then they still run news articles everywhere saying I said it'd be the end of the world. And again, they know that's not my position. This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about the establishment media thinking you are stupid. That's what they think. I don't think you're stupid. So we just lay the facts out here as best as I've researched them and understand them. It doesn't mean I'm right about everything, but my analysis is pretty darn dead on. And then it's up to you to do an analysis of what I'm covering from your own perspective and decide if I'm overall accurate or not. Okay? I don't condescend down to you. Now, let me tell you what's coming up on the broadcast today. I really want to spend the first few segments on the economy because it's a big deal. And we can fix the economy. But I was reading a Forbes article that was quoting a speech that the a true entrepreneur, founder of Paul Mitchell and Patron Tequila, a guy that was homeless and pulled himself up by his bootstraps with good ideas. He was saying, you know, I hope Obama doesn't keep raising taxes. It will impoverish people and shut down the economy. I don't think Obama's bad. I just think he needs to wake up and come to Jesus financially and realize that lower taxes does create more jobs. And either he's ignorant, which I doubt, or he's being diplomatic. And I'm sorry, that's not going to work anymore. The people running the Democratic Party want monopolies and are run by foreign megabanks that can create all the derivative fiat money they ever want. And they're in competition against the systems of true free market that empowered interesting creative minds like John Paul DeJoria. So I'm going to be going over that when we come back from the break, because it makes me angry to see our economy shut down. It makes me angry to know that the payroll tax of people making $22,000, that guy, if you queue up Obama promising not to raise the payroll tax on anybody under $250,000 a year. And then we have the articles where people making $22,000 a year or more have the payroll tax raised. And you may be making $500,000 a year, and you're like, oh, what's the big deal, $60 out of every paycheck for somebody making $22,000 a year? Somebody making $22,000 a year, hanging on, not going on welfare and food stamps, hanging on, working 2-3 jobs, busting their butt, counting every cent. There goes grocery money, folks. Forget going out to eat. Forget going and buying new shoes. It impoverishes them. $120 a month, $60 on average. It's about $61 per pay period. It is a brutal assault. So when I see some poor woman pulled over with 4 kids in her car, in a broke-down car, and a cop's writing her a ticket, I get a nauseous feeling. Because all the big multi-billionaire globalists who aren't like the creator Paul Mitchell, who got their money from insider government contracts and monopoly deals. That's how most billionaires like Carlos Slim in Mexico and others made their money, out of a cell phone monopoly given to him. People like that absolutely are at odds with those of us that want to paint an oil painting and go sell it. You know, when I was in college, I went and sold paintings on the street. I said, I'm going to go do the true entrepreneurial thing. And people actually came to me on 6th Street, and I got a little art showing, and I made some connections, and suddenly I was selling paintings for $3,000-$4,000 a piece. And I didn't even have time. I was already successful oil painting and had to quit to fight the New World Order. I guarantee you, I would have galleries all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. I'd be selling paintings for $100,000 a piece right now. But I'm fighting the New World Order and have built a media system that reaches 3 million people plus a day. And you know how frustrating it is to sit there and research the taxes and the regulations and all the garbage? When we come back, I'm going to play that Obama clip. You know how frustrating it is to watch Obama pose as a liberal and then to watch libertarians and self-made men go, oh, he must just be ignorant. Obama, you're going to hurt people. Hey, John Paul DeJoria, let me explain something. You're not a bad person, so you don't imagine people are evil, okay? Obama and his controllers are evil. They want to bankrupt and make us poor and dependent on government, okay? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com. You will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an InfoWar, the spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to get into the close miss with the meteorite DA-14. We're going to break down the incredible assaults on the Second Amendment. Drones now officially taking to the skies in the U.S. L.A. Times has surveilled the American people, including large Pentagon-funded and directed predators and reapers. Thought I was a conspiracy theorist telling you a decade ago that was coming. Actually, I just read Army Times and the Defense Quarterly publications and what MIT was saying. Just thought I'd warn you, but again, it's bad to be informed. I forgot. The establishment will just call you a conspiracy theorist. And I mean, if you said 10,000 years ago, hey, let's create a wheel, it'll be easier to actually roll stuff on it. They'd probably called you a conspiracy theorist, but that's just a way to get you to sit down and shut up and be lazy. Jupiter's Europa moon likely is to have life on it. New images of that we're going to be going over here for the radio audience. We have it all linked up at Infowars.com. We're also going to get to several other extremely important reports on a host of issues. It's really weird. We just changed the studio around. I'm getting audio from in there out here. It's really wild. Really interesting whatever the new changes are on some of these new computers down here on the floor. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the economy here. Let's go ahead and break this down. America's financial downfall. Citizens now desperately raiding their 401k plans to pay bills long before retirement. And let's go ahead and play that clip of Obama. This is Obama 4 years ago during the campaign saying he wouldn't raise any taxes on people that made under $250,000 a year, but they've raised payroll taxes on people making below $30,000 a year even, and they've raised all these other taxes that get passed on to consumers. And here's the CNBC headline: higher taxes put the bankers on put the brakes on retail spending. Higher taxes put the brakes on retail spending. Central banks buy the most gold since 1964. House moves to extend pay freezes for Fed workers. U.S. business innovators tick higher but miss forecast. That's just some of the news that we're going to be going over. But the point is, this is a designed implosion of our economy. Let's go to that clip.
And I can make a firm pledge under my plan. No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes. And I can make a firm pledge.
Let's play it again.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
Okay, so let's go ahead now and just go over some of the headlines I have here just from today on this Sunday edition. We also have the weekday broadcast, 12 noon Eastern, audio feeds at Infowars.com. America's financial downfall. Citizens now desperately raiding 401k plans to pay bills long before retirement. And coming up, I have Alan Greenspan saying, don't worry on CNBC Friday. Don't worry about the rest of the economy. Only the stock market matters. Really? Don't worry about small businesses. Don't worry about mom and pops. Don't worry about the average population's income. Just worry about a bunch of global corporations that are too big to fail and who make the profits private but make the losses public. In chronic slow economic growth and rising poverty, writes J.D. Hayes at Natural News, the new normal for America and Americans, unfortunately, for an increasing number of people, the answer is yes. Chronic slow economic growth that doesn't even keep up with inflation. So that's actually poverty, my friends, being expanded. According to recent reports, a large and growing portion of American workers who are having trouble making ends meet because of rising costs are being forced to raid their retirement accounts for non-retirement needs. And it just goes over the different links to mainstream news articles breaking that down out of USA Today and others. And what you have is worldwide, all the major governments, China, Japan, the United States, Germany, France, England, they're all coordinatedly devaluing their currencies. And here's the headline of the London Independent: G20 summit to focus on currency war, threat to economy. Japan's aggressive attempts to spur on its struggling economy were set to escape censure from the G20 nations today as bickering in Moscow kept alive fears of a currency war. France's ministers at the G20 gathering are understood to have pulled back from an explicit criticism of Japan, whose prime minister has embarked on a huge program of monetary and fiscal stimulus to jumpstart the world's third largest economy out of its third recession in 5 years. Folks, Japan has kept a stiff upper lip, but they have been in a depression since the 90s. And again, mega banks created all this fiat derivatives to buy up real estate and companies worldwide with the fraudulent paper that would make Bernie Madoff blush. Then, when it all went down, they had the public prop it up. In the mid-1990s, early 1990s, they got bad by the mid-1990s. They've been in recession slash depression since then. It started 20-plus years ago. It's been intense for 15 years. And Japan has never come out of it. It's not designed to come out of it. The insiders sign you on, whether you're in Iceland, whether you're in Greece, whether you're in Portugal, whether you're in Spain, whether you're in Japan, whether you're in Argentina, whether you're in Nigeria, whether you're in Brazil. They create a mega debt, sign you on to it, point at the small number of the public that are on welfare who will go out and ride if they don't get it. That's where the debt came from, and it doesn't matter if the entire entitlement and national debt system is less than 9% globally of the derivatives that we've been signed on to. Of the real debt out there, it's about 9% of the 90-plus percent. We're told that we're lazy, we don't work enough. The head of the IMF, remember last year, said Greeks aren't working enough. 6 days a week, you know, or more is what you need to do. You're lazy. And it's all made up, folks. They're not lazy. It's all made up. For living in a high-tech industrial world like we do here in North America or in places in Europe, we should be working even less. But the system's been designed to siphon it off, not so the elite can have bigger palaces, but so they can burn that money by signing it on, burn that energy. See, when you're a wealthy, high-tech global system, it empowers people. They're not beholden to government. They're not beholden to special interests. They can't be bought cheaply. So you wreck capital by extracting it from the producers, giving it to central banks who have unlimited fake currency they can create, who then destroy wealth, your wealth, to make their fiat valuable. That's why just in the U.S. alone, $85 billion a month is taken just in the QE3 funding starting last year and shoved directly into derivatives that have already been written off in triage. So it's not even to prop up the bankers. You're told, well, they're holding us hostage, too big to fail. They're shoving it into a black hole to impoverish you. As George Washington said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. I'm going to play some clips when we come back of Greenspan acting like, you know, he's not part of this and reporting on our downfall. Stay with us.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
What is the point I'm getting at here? There are a lot of different types of rich people. But the dominant force in every major culture has been the monopoly gangs or cliques. Powerful, gentried groups that normally were under a king who called themselves the noblemen, who had generational monopolies. And the Renaissance, the last 500 years, and the flower of the Renaissance, 1776, in the United States, is the antithesis of what has been established here in the United States. And so there is a revolution by the robber barons, by the insiders, the monopoly capitalists who are anti-free market, the crony capitalist, to annihilate the true free market in this country. And I know I talk a lot about this. It's because I see Obama up there saying, I want to help the poor people during a State of the Union. And we're going to get, you know, jobs growth going. And we're going to have, you know, big make-work projects. And CNN talks about building the Brooklyn Bridge and old projects. We are engaged in a fraction of the make-work projects compared to our GDP that communist China is. And the globalists that run our country have made strategic deals in the last 30 years to shift our industrial development to China. The globalists have artificially tried to shut this country down, and they've written books about it. The Council on Foreign Relations admitted it 20 years ago. And then I see even top CEOs and people that aren't globalists not getting it, not understanding it. It's just so frustrating that the New World Order is charting the future of the world. They are deciding the way the world is going to be established, and they're using government and corporate partnerships to chart that future. And it's a very nightmarish future. The collusion is being carried out not to build some wealthy, wonderful, empowered world. It's being done to consolidate power, so that social engineering can be carried out. They don't want any new rich, nouveau riche. They don't want any new wealth. They don't want any independent people out there, wild cards, that don't fit into their system. And again, the globalists, the UN, Bertrand Russell, all their top thinkers are obsessed with having totally top-down, engineered, managed, planned economies. And the Communist Chinese are the partners of these globalists, and a few of these globalists have gone to jail. Ken Lay, Bernie Madoff. Ken Lay, of course, of Enron fame, Bernie Madoff of a $100 billion scam. And they're nothing. Bernie Madoff's back in the news today doing interviews with press people via email, talking about how, you know, I didn't do anything other people didn't do, and giving examples of it and saying, I shouldn't have pled guilty. And people are laughing at him going, man, that guy is arrogant. But you know what? Bernie Madoff's actually being honest. The housing market, they're doing a balloon again. It's a total Ponzi scheme. Taxpayers will be signed on to that. All these other derivatives we've been signed on to globally, it's a total fraud, and it's designed to be a fraud. You know, there's a 9-minute interview up at Infowars.com where Greenspan talks about the fact that forget the economy, all we care about is the stock market. And that's the name of the video. Greenspan says don't worry about the economy, all that matters is the stock market. But I wanted to play a clip from this coming up in a moment where he says odds of sequestration occurring are very high. He says a gold mine in the 9.5-minute interview. But the first clip that I'm going, yeah, there's the actual headline. It's Greenspan, ignore the economy, only the stock market matters. We're also simulcasting on TV for radio audience, so the guys will throw up whatever I'm talking about, and sometimes I go from memory, so it's not the exact headline, and I'll correct myself. It's teleprompter free, obviously. But the first clip I'm going to play is Alan Greenspan 5 years ago on Lehrer NewsHour, PBS, saying the Federal Reserve is above the law. And he says, Lehrer says, what is the role of the government and the Federal Reserve? And he says, nothing. There is no role. It has no authority over the Federal Reserve. Really, I thought there was the legislative, the executive, the judicial, and those three bodies had separation of power so that one group couldn't get all the power and have a tyranny of Congress, a tyranny of the courts, or a tyranny of the president. A Julius Caesar-style tyranny or a Hitler tyranny. Hitler was elected. It's in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. It's all clear. Congress makes the laws, and it controls the purse. just like Congress makes war. Well, Obama now tells Congress that NATO is over our military and he doesn't need to come to them. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff have been told that. I mean, this is on record. This is a big deal. And it's bigger than Obama. The power structure wants a presidency that can do whatever it wants, because then they only got to buy one thing. So in this clip, he says there is no role for the government. And again, the Federal Reserve this year, in just a few months, will turn 100 years old. Its charter is up. We could use it symbolically as a way to have Congress revoke its charter. People say, well, that actually extended it in perpetuity, 20-something years ago. It doesn't matter. This is the 100-year anniversary. The Congress could stand up and remove it anytime it wanted. But the globalists have been smart. They've bankrolled all their people into Congress, except for a handful of good folks who are demonized by the media. If you see the media demonizing somebody, then you know they're good. Not that the Republicans overall are good. They're bought and paid for by the same interest. But the so-called Tea Party Republicans, who were 24-7 demonized by their own party and by Karl Rove and others, they're the ones trying to manage America into this monopoly system where the globalists destroy economies as a tool of political control. So let's go to this Alan Greenspan clip, where he says there is no role for government over the Federal Reserve, which, again, isn't federal. It's private. Everything about it, including its name, is a fraud. Here it is.
I apply it. I have the ideology because I believe that it is the best way of coming at the world and what type of policy.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And
incredible. Incredible. Never been audited. 100 years in operation. Totally secretive. At the founding of it, six banks. Oh, and guess what? It's the very bank names you know of. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and then a British consortium. And they control unlimited money. Who needs to go out and make products? Who needs to go out and create a great book or literature or art or a better catalytic converter or whatever it is? You can just sit up there and say, there's no problem with the Federal Reserve as an agency of government when it's not. As long as other government doesn't ever get involved, that's the only sin. When the three branches check each other, you've got this outside private, mainly European banking arm in our face. And they don't want you. You make $22,000 a year. They raise your payroll taxes. That's poverty. And then they sit up there how they're philanthropist liberals when they're launching drone attacks, invasions of all these countries, funding Al-Qaeda, running assassinations in Benghazi, all of this incredible police state, and they're now announcing bipartisan wide-open borders where the illegals come and can have their babies for free and everything paid for to bankrupt the economy faster. And why shouldn't they? Because the globalists get total control out of all this. We come back, the new clip of Greenspan. Then I'm going to get to a CNN clip where they're demonizing me as usual. And then we're going to get into the Second Amendment news and a lot more. And I'll talk about the near miss with the asteroid. Interesting space news.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Man, I tell you, this whole Pope Benedict thing, it does beat a Dan Brown novel in all the bizarreness, and that's why truth is stranger than fiction has been said many, many times. Look, my point getting into the economy is this. Human ingenuity, human ideas are unlimited. And when you hear the Federal Reserve put out these policy reports about we've got to raise taxes or the economy will overheat, they call a U.S. growth rate of 4.5-5% a year overheating. When you've got to have that just to deal with regular inflation and the overburden of debt. China can have a 10, 12, 15% growth rate, and that's A-OK, because the insider globalists all have deals with the Communist Party, like Al Gore and Foxconn and Apple, to have slave camps building goods where the people commit suicide en masse so much, they got to put suicide nets around the buildings and drug people. But I thought Al Gore is a liberal. He is a monstrous pig-like creature who wants to lecture people that make money fair and square in America, jumping through all the regulations, all the taxes, all the hoops, when, again, these people calling themselves liberals are flaming authoritarians. flaming. They are so evil. They are like Hitler or Stalin or Mao, but they're beyond that. Because they've got high-tech propaganda and PR that they're these loving sweetsy cakes. And to raise taxes and make all the poor families get health insurance, which they can't pay for, written by the insurance companies. And now the premiums are doubling in 2013. That's official. In fact, show people watching TV, just type in insurance premiums to double in 2013. It's now official. Now happening. They're set to quadruple in the next 5 years. Oh, that, and the insurance companies make you buy their product and now have federal death panels, which they said weren't real, they now admit, that will then charge you 20 times for something that doesn't even help you. See, the government will decide what doctors can do now off computer screens, and dentists are all to be told. All to be told. Now, there it is, double-digit premium increase for health insurance, New York Times, January 15th. Boom. Fox News, all of it. Oh, yeah, that's going to, what they call it, the Affordable Care Act? See, the Patriot Act is called the Patriot Act, and it's the opposite of being an American patriot. It's the opposite of being a patriot. The New Freedom Initiative, written 6 years ago, an executive order to forcibly drug half the kids in public school, not just 20%, is a federal goal written by the major drug companies, GlaxoSmithKline and others, Eli Lilly, all involved in it. Imagine the boldness of that. Going to government and saying, we want you to have the school nurses and everything under federal funding do screening that's designed to say half the kids are mentally ill. And then try to put half the kids on deadly drugs. You call that the New Freedom Initiative. You call the Patriot Act the Patriot Act. And you call this health care monstrosity the Affordable Care Act. Now let's go ahead. This is like a 9.5 minute clip. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You've got to go watch it. Because he talks about, forget the economy, the stock market's all that matters. Which, again, the stock market's really not at 13,000 or whatever it is. The dollar's been devalued just in the last 5 years by about 35%. It's been devalued 99% since 1913. But most of that's happened in the last 15 years. So 30-plus percent just since 2008. What is that, 4 or 5 years ago? Look up the numbers for yourself. These are dead-on numbers. And the economy is shutting down by design, and the Affordable Care Act is destroying the economy. It was written by the insurance companies, so the big corporations and the small ones, you have to buy this insurance now that's, by the way, just doubled in price and is going to go up even more because it's written by mega banks that own the insurance companies who can make you pay whatever they want. By the way, my dad is in healthcare management. He said, my gosh, you're right. He goes, I'm involved in all this. He's involved at the state level. And he said, it's incredible, son. He goes, it's a huge tax on poor people. He goes, they're shutting down all the inexpensive clinics. He goes, it's bankrupting people. It's destroying everything. It's designed to force doctors out. You can't even comply with this. It's unbelievable. My own dad's like, you know, I didn't think you were right that they wanted to destroy things. I knew they were greedy and didn't care, but they really want to destroy health care. Yeah. And then fully socialize it. That's the plan. Before I go to this clip, I want to read to you. It's after Obama win, billionaire says to businesses, don't stop hiring. John Paul DeJoria appeared on Fox Business today to offer encouraging words to business owners who are angry, upset, worried by Barack Obama's reelection. I was just going through news and ran across this story from weeks ago. And it goes on about how he's worth $4 billion, was homeless, but thought, hey, people might want something that isn't toxic chemicals to wash their hair, was able to launch the idea, launch Patron, tequila, all this stuff, and how he makes billions of dollars a year and all this stuff. And how he said, I don't mind paying more taxes, but he goes, the government mismanages things and is a bunch of cronies. And then he says, here at the end of the transcript, he says, DeJoria wasn't particularly concerned about the United States barreling down the tunnel towards European socialism either. He can't be that stupid, he said, of Obama's next 4 years in office. I think he's going to reach across the aisle, and he's going to come to Jesus. Oh, he came to Jesus. It's not the one, though, you're talking about. John Paul DeJoria. So you're self-made. You're not an insider that makes their money off fake derivatives, taxpayer-backed. And see, that's the difference. And then they use the corruption of the out-of-control globalists to demonize anyone with wealth. They're now teaching in the media and the culture that if somebody's making $200,000 a year, they're a rich pig who stole it and is a piece of garbage. Let me explain something to working class folks out there. The middle class has shrunk by about half the last 30 years in this country. Okay? The middle class are the people that build businesses, hire people, and spend money at your business. Okay, let me explain something. If you get rid of the rich people, we might as well be Guatemala or Nigeria. Let me get that through your head. Who gives you a chance to have a job and move up in the world? Free market, independent, new wealth, middle class, rich, ultra rich. The problem is the mega super rich, in their own writings, are diametrically opposed to anyone outside their clique, and they want to go back to the old system. And they've signed us on to $1.5 quadrillion worldwide of derivatives debt they created. It's already been triaged, already been written off. They've just signed us on to it. You're like, well, why? To say too big to fail, so they can dictate all policy and say they're above the law, as Alan Greenspan just said. I played a clip of him on Larry NewsHour. He's above the law. Ben Bernanke's above the law. Who made them above the law? Well, they got us to accept their... I mean, don't you think Madoff, if he could have gotten the world to accept $1.5 quadrillion, would have done it? Then the world buys the $1.5 quadrillion. They don't want to be told the $1.5 quadrillion isn't any good. And so the con artist says, okay, I've got to do everything I say. And that's what's so amazing about this. You remember, starting about 12 years ago on the Internet, everybody started getting these Nigerian emails saying, I am, you know, Prince Wabubi or whatever the name was in Nigeria, and if you will send me $5,000, I will give you $1 million waiting in this account. And people thought their ship had come in, and they would do it. Now, at first, it hit millions of people. Then it hit hundreds of thousands. Then only dozens. But it's the same deal. But you didn't go out and do a deal with the fake Nigerian prince. They signed you on and are now holding you hostage, saying if you don't put more money into this, everything's going to go belly up. And see, a lot of people would go do the Nigerian deal, pay the $5,000, not get the million, and then Prince Wabubi's representative would say, I will allow you to talk to Prince Wabubi on the phone, but you've got to put $10,000 in, and then you will get the money. And many people would shell out five or six times up to $100,000 to get the money from Prince Wabubi. And it's the same thing. All the yuppies, everybody, thinks that, okay, the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, they have given us CNBC, they've given us outs that if we will just do A, B, C, and D, we'll come out of this. But everything they do, it's like the cartoon where the mouse is running in the mouse hole in the wall, so the cat paints its mouth up like a restaurant or like a hole in the wall, so the mouse runs into it. They've got every avenue you're going to run to just is more power to them. You have to wake up to this fact. We're going to come back and play the clip. Stuart Rhodes is coming up, but I'll get to the Greenspan clip and finish up on this. The reason I'm harping on this is not to be negative. The reason I'm harping on this is so that you understand that there's a way to fix this very quickly. The world isn't broken. There's problems that are real, but 90% of it is globalist orchestrating this, and that it's so easy to defeat them if we simply remove this scum and are honest about the real financial system of the world. Hour two coming up. It's so important. Call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now. The news websites are Infowars.com, video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.